way back on, but when we, I seen that when, during the panic, back on the, I mean in the 20s.
Yes.
You've heard of them days,
yes,
you know
sir.
What I'm about. But right here in Sumter County, we had convict guards standing out here in the hot sun or in the cold weather with a shotgun over these convicts of building these roads. They're paying them $30 a month. Well, the county commissioners was going to raise everybody's salary. Well, they raised them convict guards $5 a month, give them $35 a month. We had a tax collector up here drawing $200. I mean, drawing a good salary. And they raised him $200 a month. But raised him more than they did all the convict guards had. Well, and he owned a big plantation, a couple of 1,000 acres of land. And then had that job up there, was making at least $1,500 a year before they raised him to $2,000. I mean, $200 a month. That was $2,400 a year.
That was his salary.
But you see, that's the way our country's run.
It's terrible. It's a mess.
And you take our laboring class. You go in a, and these companies have to cut off so many men. You know.
Excuse
me.
Oh, it doesn't hurt that. I'll move that.
If they work 100 people and they're going to lay off 5.
Yes.
If the whole business would take a 5% cut, you see,
yes,
they could keep all them men working.
And
if they worked them less, it wouldn't put that man on welfare.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes, sir. I agree. It doesn't make any sense.
It just don't make no sense. In other words, our country is run by lawyers. Well, there ain't no lawyer in the United States got much judgment about business. He don't know a dang thing. Now, he knows how to charge, and that's about the biggest thing he knows.
That's what he knows best, that's for sure. Because he sure charges.
And he knows how to raise taxes.
Yes.
Why, you take that fellow Dean up there in the Senate in Atlanta.
Roscoe Dean.
Roscoe Dean. Look what he was getting expenses.
Well, he wasn't even doing the traveling.
And he ain't done nothing wrong at all. He can't do nothing wrong. And they would do something about it, but every one of them is as guilty as he is. It may not be getting as much. He don't have his fur on the limb, but they're all on the same damn limb. It reminds me of an old fella in America way back on. There was two brothers, and one of them peddled chickens around town, and the other one made liquor, and that was back in Prohibition days, and when they'd put a fella in chain gang for making liquor, you know. Well, I call them, but that's getting on there.
Well, that's fine, it's just for me.
Anyhow, the jury found this fella guilty. I won't call his name. And they come in with the verdict, and it was read, and he was guilty, and Judge Littlejohn was the judge, and